Chapter 12.5 Section Summary.
In the early 1800s, several important writers encouraged American values and national pride. One of the first American writers to gain international fame was Washington Irving. Washington Irving used humor to show how Americans should learn from the past and be cautious about the future. Two of his most popular stories are Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Another early American writer was James Fenimore Cooper. Although Cooper never saw the American frontier, he was fascinated by stories that he heard about the West. Cooper wrote a series of books called The Leather Stocking Tales. The main character in these books was Natty Bumppo, a frontiersman who finds truth in nature. Many of Cooper's stories were historical fiction, a type of writing in which fictional characters take part in a real event. Cooper's The Last of the Mohicans, for example, takes place during the French and Indian War. Catherine Maria Sedgwick was also a historical novelist. Her 1827 novel, Hope Leslie, was set in the 1600s. Some people complained that Sedgwick's descriptions of the Pilgrims were unflattering. Sedgwick defended herself by saying that she accurately displayed both the strengths and the weaknesses of early Americans. Painters also promoted American nationalism. A new group of artists had emerged by the 1830s, called the Hudson River School. These artists celebrated the beauty of the American landscape. American architecture also changed during the early 1800s. Before the Revolution, most homes were of the Georgian style that was used in Britain. After the Revolution, people such as Thomas Jefferson used architectural styles common in ancient Greece and Rome. Many Americans admired these ancient civilizations because they contained some of the same ideals as the new American nation. Over time, unique styles in American architecture, art, and literature helped create a new national American identity.